Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Leading political figures in the UK and Ireland are calling on social media companies to do more to remove offensive content from their platforms. It follows the death of television presenter Caroline Flack and the abuse endured by several TDs during the general election. Fine Gael's Frank Feehan left his role as a TD in 2016 after 4 years of abuse, including death threats over the Roscommon hospital issue. He won back a seat for Fine Gael last week in a different constituency, Sligo Leitrim, against many people's predictions, including those of leading figures within his own party. In a strong statement on Twitter following the weekend's events, Feehan called for social media trolls to be confronted before abusive behaviour is normalised. Deputy Frank Feehan, good evening.
Good evening.
And you said back in 2016 you probably wouldn't run for elected office again after all that had happened to you. Why did you change your mind?
Well, my life changed. I moved to Sligo. I married a beautiful lady called Elaine, and we have two children, Francesca 3 and MacDara, who's 3 months. I had supported Gerry Reynolds and Sinéad Maguire a year and a half ago. They were selected at the convention. And when Gerry Reynolds stepped down 7 months ago, I was put on the ticket, and the rest is history.
But you voted with the government on the Roscommon hospital issue. Many people will remember it. You suffered badly as a result. And what I read and what you've said, that you were a happy-go-lucky man. You attended football matches, race meetings. You pop in for a pint in the towns and villages around your area. All that changed. How bad did things get for you?
Well, I've had to leave my house. I lived in the country. I was afraid going into my house. As I said, I never had a drink in County Roscommon outside my town of Boyle since 2011. I went one night in 2014. I was assaulted. It just changed, and I think people who should have known better. But it was a mad time. The economy was spiraling out of control. The people had lost the value of their houses. Their kids were immigrating. So I think Roscommon Hospital and the A&E issue, it kind of manifested in all the different problems manifested into one. But it was a very, very difficult time. And I felt let down by a lot of the various consultants and doctors and HICWA. Many people just didn't intervene who knew better. And I really, as a politician...
Did you feel isolated? Did you feel let down by your own party, by the Fine Gael party?
Some people in the party didn't fully understand, but that's politics, because what the Fine Gael and many parties, I think John Drennan said that it's Fine Gael is kind of a franchise with a lot of sole traders. And it's the same as every party. People watch their own backs. But I felt that, not that you wanted empathy, but I felt sometimes that maybe a bit more attention should have been put to the problems we were going through. And look, we're talking about mental health. Politicians from all sides, nobody seems to be able to stand up for politicians, or if they're going through a difficult time. But as any other profession, whoever is instigating the nonsense effectively of abuse, they would be taken to task. But sometimes it seems to be open season for politicians. And, you know, we have family. We are normal people who happen to be in public life and public service. We don't get it right all the time. But sometimes, you know, I saw in 2012 my good friend and colleague Shane McEntee took his life, and that really impacted on a lot of people, and it stopped for a few months. But then again, it was open season on politicians, and people put them up for public
and
life.
And Frank Feehan, what is it like now? I know you talk of these two worlds. You say a social media world, a Facebook world, and a real world.
Yeah, look, it was great to see. I went out canvassing in Sligo Leitrim, North Roscommon and South Donegal. You went to many doors. People were angry. People articulated their concerns, but articulated in a measured way. And you really respected that. And then you had the Facebook angle, especially. And there are two different worlds. And it is gratifying to see that, you know, there is that welcome anymore. It's there. It's still there on the doorstep, certainly in the Northwest, and I'm sure across the country. But sometimes we maybe pay too much attention to the social media and to the keyboard. I won't call them keyboard warriors. I call them keyboard cowards, because that's effectively what they are.
Did you pay too much attention to social media? Because you were kind of in a perfect storm of events, weren't you? The Roscommon hospital issue, within your own party, personal issues, business issues as well. You had a lot going on.
Yeah, well, look, you see in government, if it was a difficult time or country was in peril, if I had left over a hospital issue in 2011, our party or government wouldn't have survived. This was bigger than Roscommon A&E. This was the survival of our country, and I'm glad that I stayed in government, and I stayed in government to secure the future of Roscommon Hospital. And now the hospital is, there's hundreds of people alive today with the advanced paramedics and air ambulance. There's 20 million spent in it, and the only problem with Roscommon Hospital now is that it's so busy, there's no car parking. So I'm very happy about that. And
time,
I'm now known as a
time has vindicated the position you took. You said at that time as well, you said your good name was taken away. You didn't know if you'd ever get it back.
I think I have got it back, and I know I was in Roscommon especially, which isn't my constituency, North Roscommon is, but in Roscommon now, deep down they know that I'm the man who saved Roscommon Hospital. They know I stood up and I delivered.
Yeah, you're not behind the door now in coming forward either and saying you'd like, you're ready for more. You said you hope you'll be in line for promotion in Fine Gael. If Fine Gael were to be in government, you'd like a ministry.
Well, I'm 18 years in the Oireachtas. I've probably been behind the door for the four terms. Now I feel that I have to fight back. I feel I have a lot to offer. And I hope that whatever happens in the future, that at least I'll be preferred within the Fine Gael party.
Well, would you like to see Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil forming a coalition?
I think it's probably too early at the moment. It's up to Sinn Féin, who are the lead party, to form a government.
I know, and that's the narrative that we keep hearing. But what would you really like to see?
Well, down the road, we'll see what happens. It's far, far too early.
You think it could still happen that once the weeks roll on, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil will start serious talks?
I think our preferred position is to go into opposition. We've been 9 years in government. It's been difficult in government, but you know, one never knows what lies down the road. I didn't know 4 years ago or even 7 months ago I'd be going for general election, and I'm delighted to be elected for the constituency of Sligo Leitrim, North Roscommon and South Donegal.
All right, well, Deputy Frank Feehan, thank you very much for talking to us this evening on the programme.